The next Coachella teleconference is Northwestern's Pat Fitzgerald. Northwestern hosts Illinois on Saturday, a 3:30 p.m. Eastern Time kickoff on BTN. Coach, thank you for joining us today. Would you like to make an opening statement or go straight to questions?
I'll make a quick statement. Just want to say thank you to all of our media that's covered the Big Ten, and in particular us all year. I want to wish everybody happy Thanksgiving and appreciate all you do.
Thank you, Coach. We'll go ahead and take questions now.
To ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, if there are no questions in the queue, following two prompts will conclude that coach's portion of the call. And your first question, Bob Asmussen, Champaign News Gazette.
Hey, Coach, are there one or two keys to the way your program has been built?
Well, I think we've been able to have just amazing support from our administration. It starts with Dr. Jim Phillips, our great AD, and President Shapiro and our trustees. They've been very supportive in all aspects of the way we want to run our program. It starts there with that type of leadership. And then I'm very thankful for our coaching staff. We've had great continuity. They've been very loyal. Guys have had opportunities to leave and have said thanks but no thanks. And I believe I've got a handful of very, very viable head coaching candidates on my staff. And at some point, I know that we'll lose some guys. And then most importantly, our players. Our guys have bought into what we believe in and how we believe in doing things. And they've played relentlessly for each other. You know, there's a brotherhood here that I think is really special. It's not just been this year's identity, but it's been, I think, the backbone of who we are as a program. And that starts and ends in our locker room. And I'm very, very proud of our guys and how they carry themselves every day, the way they go about their business academically, who they are on this campus, being very engaged and being leaders on this campus, and then obviously competing for championships. So very proud of them.
Coach Wood, what you do there, work everywhere, would it work at other places, the ideas you have, or is that not universal?
Oh, I think each school has its unique challenges and unique opportunities. And, you know, I think a big part of the head coach's role is to identify and align himself with the leadership of the university. And then to bring in young people that fit what the mission of the place is. And then you have to be genuine as a leader. I think young people today see through, people make, quite frankly, head coaches making it about themselves. It's not about us. It's about the young men and their experience. And, I think with what we do and how we do things, could it work at other places? Yeah, absolutely it could. But it's got to be aligned with what the leadership wants at the university.
Thanks, Coach.
All right, buddy. Happy Thanksgiving.
You too.
And your next question is from Teddy Greenstein, Chicago Tribune.
Hey, Fitz. I forgot to ask you about this yesterday. How about Joe Gaziano and the way he is closing out games, essentially, the last 2 weeks for you?
Yeah, Teddy, you know, Joe's played at a high level now for multiple years. If you're at practice today, I mean, this young man has just got a relentless work ethic. He shows up every day very well prepared for the situations and how we go through our process. But, you know, he's just a relentless football player. And he's from an amazing, amazing family. And I'm not surprised he's having this type of career. I mean, he was the Massachusetts Player of the Year. He did everything for his high school, as you know. And I just see him just every day getting better and better. And it's not only exciting here for the finish of the year, but exciting for next year, too.
Do you feel like the secret is finally out on him and other teams are doing more to try to combat him?
Yeah, I mean, I think our entire defensive line plays, I think, at a very high level. Marty Long does a great job with that group. You know, we've been playing, you know, 8 in a game. Some earlier in the year, we were playing 10 to 11 guys. And that's all part of our blueprint to hopefully try to take, you know, ballpark, if we could, you know, 10 to 15 plays off our starters a game. You take that over, you know, a 12-game season, you know, you're taking over 100 plays off that defensive line. And we've had this model now for a handful of years. So, I don't want to discredit Joe. I think he's playing, like I said, relentless football. But I think that group collectively has been playing at a pretty darn high level all year.
No doubt. All right, Fitz. Have a happy Thanksgiving, man. Thanks.
Yeah, happy Thanksgiving. Thank you.
Your next question is from Leo Haggerty in Sports Magazine.
Good afternoon, Coach.
Hi, Leo.
Coach, with all the concerns now about targeting and all the things you have to worry about and the limited amount of padded practices that you have, has tackling become a lost art?
I think it's become it's been very difficult, you know, as I've gone out and watched high school practices. It depends on what region of the country you're in. You know, when I go to Texas, you know, they're still doing two-a-days every day. So they're still kind of the last bastion of football in high school. But, you know, we go full pads every Tuesday. We practice tackling, and we have a tackling circuit that we do Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday that we're working angles and close and where we want to place our head and pad level, roll tackle, sideline tackle, you know, all those things. We practice those things 3 days a week. So although they have to be in a controlled setting and in more of an individual drill, it's definitely something that we work just religiously on every single day. And then we work on it in the off season too.
Thank you, Coach. Have a happy Thanksgiving.
You too. Now, happy Thanksgiving.
We can take one last question for Coach.
Your final question is from Bob Asmussen, Champaign News Gazette.
Coach, when Illinois is struggling like they are now, is that a good thing or a bad thing for Northwestern?
You know, Bob, I focus on us, partner. You know, I've got so much respect for Coach Smith, and you know, I've gotten to know Josh pretty well. We competed against each other when we were playing. He had Illinois, me here. You know, and this rivalry, I think, you know, much like the other ones that we have, is built on a high level of respect. And, you know, I know Coach is working his plan. He's working diligently to have them be successful. You can see an identity in all three phases. They're incredibly explosive offensively. And, you know, obviously Coach decided to make some changes defensively, but they're playing very hard. So, you know, it just takes time to build a program. And you know, Coach Smith is a winner and a great friend. And you know, what I've said in the past, and I mean it, I wish him nothing but the best of luck in every game but one, and that's this one. But you know, our focus is on us. We got to get better. This is a big game for us. You know, obviously a huge game for our seniors, their last home game. So we're looking forward to it and not looking forward to the challenge, though, but we're looking forward to the opportunity. So,
Coach, is there a recruiting advantage for you when they're down a little bit? You run into them head-to-head on some in Chicago, son, right?
You know, we don't see each other as much in recruiting maybe as we did maybe 10, 15 years ago when I was an assistant coach. Yes. I couldn't tell you why. You know, we start and end our recruiting here in Chicago, and you know, we're going to make sure we keep every academic kid home here to the best of our ability if they feel like we're the right fit for them. But, you know, recruiting is crazy now, Bob. It's totally changed, and you know, I'm even more steadfast in the way I've felt for a long time, but even more so now. I want guys that love football and want to be here. I get excited about coaching those kind of guys. The other stuff is for internets and for fans to debate. I really don't care about that stuff. But we're excited for this game and looking forward to hopefully having our seniors and our whole program play their best game of the year.
Thanks, Coach. See you Saturday.
Okay, partner. Travel safe.
Coach, thank you for your time today and best of luck this weekend.
Yeah, thanks a lot again. Happy Thanksgiving. Go Cats. Go bye.